Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A medical assistant at an urgent care facility in Montgomery County is facing dozens of additional charges after police say they were contacted by 12 more women following his arrest for inappropriate contact with patients last month. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
33-year-old Ramon Garcia was a medical assistant at Carbon Health Urgent Care along the Fairway in Jenkintown. Among the new allegations, Garcia lied to patients telling them he was a nurse, then watched them change into gowns. In two instances, he's accused of hands-on examinations of intimate body parts. The criminal complaint also alleges he secretly photographed women in exam rooms and in the bathroom of the urgent care. Garcia was initially charged on March 11th of performing a pelvic exam on a woman and of telling another he had to watch her use the bathroom during a drug test she had to take for work. Similar to the previous charges, some of the women who recently came forward say Garcia repeatedly asked them out on dates.
The new charges include additional counts of aggravated indecent assault, harassment, invasion of privacy, and impersonating a nurse. Safety on SEPTA has been a major concern for riders. Homicides have grabbed the headlines recently, but SEPTA says overall, serious crime on the system is down significantly over last year. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA's just released stats reveal serious crime during the first quarter of this year is down 45% over the first 3 months of last year. Aggravated assaults were down from 32 to 24, and robberies dropped from 102 to 34. There were three murders during 1 week in March, though, and eight Northeast High students shot at a bus stop. SEPTA Police Chief Chuck Lawson says gun violence in the city is spilling over to the system.
We don't think that SEPTA, our property, was a target in that. In fact, I think largely we're a victim. We're one of the victims in that, in those mass shooting incidents.
Lawson says because of increased hiring, SEPTA has 230 transit police officers, its highest number in years. And Lawson says those officers have been writing more citations for quality of life crimes, such as smoking and drug use. More than 47,000 so-called code of conduct tickets were written in the first quarter of this year, up from 35,000 last year. Several homes in a West Philadelphia neighborhood received free health and safety repairs today thanks to a nonprofit organization and its volunteers. KYW's John McDevitt reports the goal of the effort is to help keep vulnerable property owners in their homes for a long time to come.
64-year-old Toni Gaskins has been living in her home near 52nd and Spruce Streets most of her life. Her row home got a new roof, new siding, flooring, a humidifier, and smoke and CO detectors. Rebuilding Together Philadelphia and more than 100 volunteers did the work at no cost to the homeowners on the block.
This right here allowed me to be able to trust more, because at one time, I wasn't trusting you, you know, and me opening up my home to people that I do not know, you know, that are upstairs, downstairs, in the basement. It's allowing me to mature more and to trust more.
In all, 10 low-income homeowners were able to get health and safety repairs done. National Sexual Assault Prevention Organization It's On Us will celebrate its 10-year anniversary with an informational summit on Saturday at Temple University. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Sexual violence is prevalent on college campuses. About 1 in 5 women, 1 in 16 men, and 1 in 4 trans or gender nonconforming students will experience some form of sexual violence during their time on campus. Tracy Vitchers is executive director of It's On Us.
Young people ages 18 to 24 are at the highest risk for experiencing various forms of sexual violence, from dating violence and intimate partner violence through sexual assault and rape on campus.
Colleges are legally required under federal law to provide prevention education to all enrolled college students, but there's no structure as to how it's done, and she says some methods are not very effective.
Speakers at Saturday's summit at Temple include Pennsylvania Secretary of Education Dr. Khalid Moomin and former pro football player, author, and thought leader on healthy masculinity Don McPherson. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.